So you want to re-side your house with vinyl siding? Not so fast. In Park City, it's not allowed to use this relatively cheap and maintenance-free siding unless your home is already sided with it and it's simply being replaced. That's part of the land management code that may see changes, as one prospector couple has found out, bringing your well-researched and compelling argument may get you the changes you want. The Park City Planning Commission, in its Wednesday meeting, contemplated what Ben and Melanie Martin have brought now twice before them in their plea to be allowed to re-side with vinyl. Once considered to be the cheapest and worst product on the market for how quickly it broke down, vinyl siding is still not an entirely sustainably produced product using the toxic polyvinyl chloride, but it's a much better product now and is more durable, can look like wood, has good R value, and most importantly, it's still cheaper and maintenance-free. And the Martins have made their case that if the city wants to support the notion of keeping a middle class, it should let them use it to re-side their home. The couple's house currently sports some tattered-looking masonite, which they say is an inferior product. The newer and most popular affordable material to use for siding now is a cementitious product like Hardy Plank, which, say the Martins, is also inferior to the vinyl they've chosen. The Park City Planning Commission, made up of people well-versed in building, like Commissioner Preston Campbell, are tending to support the couple's plea and agree that perhaps vinyl should be allowed in some cases and also should be up to the discretion of Planning Director Thomas Eddington.
My philosophical take on this is that building materials change faster than the LMC gets updated, and I'd rather you have the flexibility to look at something. The product that that couple brought in a couple months ago looked better than three-fourths of what's in Prospector right now. And, you know, as a builder, it looked like something to me that has good energy efficiency, good thermal property. I think that's something that you would put on, and 20 years from now, it would look even better than compared to its neighbors than it does now. I don't think these are the kind of things that should be in front of us very often. I'd rather go to your staff.
Vinyl siding may just be suffering from a bad reputation. Planning Commissioner Steve Joyce says vinyl looks pretty good these days.
We're really trying to push for affordable housing, and vinyl is one of the ways that you can keep the cost down, especially if you're, you know, redoing a big chunk of siding or something. So I think to scratch something like that off the list is, you know, maybe questionable. And the other thing is, as I drove around, some of the houses that looked the worst were the ones that were the wood, and it was either stained, and we all know that if you don't restain it every couple of years around here, the wood just starts to break down. You know, we just got to be careful about saying, oh, we don't want to do vinyl because it's not forever. And it's like, you know, I saw a lot of these things that now have lifetime warranties, 50-year warranties and stuff like that.
Thomas Eddington says that if vinyl were to be discretionarily allowed, it should have to meet some pretty high standards.
If you guys recommend something that you're talking about allowing for the determination, I think like we do for aluminum siding, I would recommend a kind of a thickness minimum and a couple of minor standards that we put in there. We do that for aluminum.
The planning staff will research all types of siding, their relative durability and maintenance needs, and come back for a final recommendation. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.